With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news tonight as the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner was cut short as President Trump and other top U.S. leaders were uninjured and evacuated from the Washington Hilton Hotel after a gunman opened fire. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more from Washington.
Speaking at the White House after the dinner was canceled, the president said the 31-year-old male assailant shot a Secret Service officer outside the ballroom.
And he was taken down by some very brave members of Secret Service, and they acted very quickly.
The officer was protected by his bulletproof vest. The president said he and other top officials were whisked away to safety and were uninjured.
It was very quick. There wasn't a lot of time to be thinking, because it was a matter of seconds before we were out the door.
He's hoping to reschedule the correspondents' dinner within the next 30 days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The FBI says the shooter is in custody and that its Washington field office is responding to the shooting. Members of the press still dressed for the event moved to the White House briefing room where President Trump answered questions and made statements about the shooting.
This was an event dedicated to freedom of speech that was supposed to bring together members of both parties with members of the press, and in a certain way it did, because the fact that they just unified, I saw a room that was just totally unified. It was in one way very beautiful, a very beautiful thing to see.
Authorities said Saturday night's incident occurred outside the ballroom where President Trump and other guests were seated, the Secret Service and other authorities swarming the banquet hall at the Washington Hotel as guests ducked under the table by the hundreds. D.C. police believe the suspect, 31-year-old Cole Allen, was a guest at the hotel. We will continue to provide updates on this developing story. President Trump says the U.S. Navy is clearing Iranian mines from the Strait of Hormuz. The vital sea route is closed to most ships. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington shares a new poll on President Trump and faith.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 67% of white evangelical Protestants say they think that Mr. Trump stands up for their religious beliefs. 51% of white Catholics feel the same, as do 46% of white mainline Protestants. Atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion are the least likely to say they think the president is standing up for their spiritual beliefs, Republicans more likely than Democrats. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Freedom reports that despite some small improvements in recent years, conditions for Christians in Cuba are still bleak. The commission says the Cuban government maintains its comprehensive legal framework for suppressing freedom of religion or belief, under which religious leaders and communities are continually harassed and threatened. Authorities also reneged on limited relief that was briefly granted. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports the Georgia wildfires that destroyed more than 120 homes still continue to threaten residents in the area.
Michael Gibson and his family made it out just in time.
Firefighters at the end of the road said it's too big, we can't put it out. And as soon as we pulled off and left, 15 minutes later, our house was gone. We was in the process of remodeling. We lost everything.
Jennifer Murphy says officers knocked on her door.
It was like, get out now, right now. You got to leave. And I'm like, I got to take my dog. And they're like, there's no time. And I said, taking my dog.
The Highway 82 fire burning since Monday, destroying at least 87 homes. A second fire about 70 miles to the southwest, destroying at least 35. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more details on the developing story we're following tonight, plus breaking news, all at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.